Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes. I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Shalom Chaverim. That means hello to you, my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
And we are coming up to Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, the most important day on the rabbi's calendar for the Jewish religion. But we, as believers in the entire scripture, say every day that God says is important is as one of his feasts is important. But even so, let's focus on Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. The key to atonement is the blood. This is right out of the Torah, the books of Moses, Leviticus 17:11.
Why don't you give us Leviticus 17:11, Jeff?
The simple part is, it is the blood that makes atonement for the soul. It's the basis of all Christianity, and it's also the reason why all those animal sacrifices were made for so many years in the nation of Israel. The blood makes atonement for the soul.
Well, you know, Jeff, I live in a very Orthodox section of the world. There's a lot of Orthodox Jewish people, and on this Day of Atonement, they do the most bizarre thing.
What do they do?
They take a chicken, and they sacrifice a chicken and wave it around their heads.
And spray the blood around?
And the blood goes around, because they know you need blood for atonement, but the Bible never talks about a chicken, and right. But the desire, the understanding that it is the blood that makes atonement for your soul is ingrained in us.
Okay, well, let's do a quick disclaimer on this, though. The average Jewish person doesn't do that.
No, I live in a particularly Orthodox section.
Very Orthodox. It's only a small minority of Jewish people to do that. But the point is, they're trying to do it right, but they're doing it wrong for two reasons. Number one, because it's the blood of a chicken. God specifically ordains other animal blood. That's the first thing. And the second thing is, he doesn't say wave it around your head.
No.
He says do it at the altar. But the most important part is, the blood of Jesus took care of all this. You don't have to do it anymore.
Absolutely. And we know that, Jeff, in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22, it says, and according to the law, the Torah, all things are purified with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin.
Hallelujah. The writer of Hebrews obviously was Jewish and obviously knew Leviticus 17:11. This wasn't New Testament understanding. This was a repetition or a repeat of what God said in Leviticus. The blood makes atonement for the soul. Without blood, there's no remission of sin. It fits together. It's the same thing.
Well, it's a help to the Hebrew congregation. The writer of Hebrews writing was saying, look, you know about the blood of bulls and goats, but let me tell you about the blood of Messiah. If you want your sins forgiven once and for all, we know there's no remission of sin without the shedding of blood, but Jesus' blood was shed to cover, to make atonement, to be the Day of Atonement forever for your sins.
Yeah, we're going to prove that to you in the next several days, coming up next week. Remember now, the Day of Atonement will start Tuesday night, Yom Kippur, Tuesday night through Wednesday for a 24-hour period. So we're going to show you how specifically the books of Moses point right to Jesus. And the rabbis say that's not what it means, but you'll see it for yourself. Now, it's all about the blood. So let's get this straight. In ancient days, when there was sin, which was constant, of course, there had to be an animal sacrifice every time there was a sin. Not every single time, but with regularity
Well, there was daily sacrifices.
Right, but to atone for the soul. And it had to be done over and over and over. So if you took a sacrifice up to the altar as the father of a household, and you walk down the steps of the temple and kick some guy in the head, say, you owe me money, creep, get another bowl and get back up there. I mean, because you were atoned for your sin until you walked out and sinned again. Now you have to do it again, over and over and over. Now, friends, this is important to understand, that the sacrifice of an animal only atoned for the sin you had already committed, not what you were about to commit. That's why you had to keep doing it over and over. Next week, this is going to become revelatory. Don't miss our programs. Messianic Minutes.
We're Messianic Minutes. Get in touch with us at messianicminutes.com. That's all one word, messianicminutes.com.
Yes, and you can send a financial gift right through that website if you choose, messianicminutes.com.
Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua Mishichenu.
The Lord bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus.